This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And that's why you tuned in, because this show, as you know, is labeled, called, entitled, The Joy of Living. That's capital J-O-Y. Of capital L-I-V-I-N-G, the joy of living. And the only reason this show exists is one reason, just one. And the reason is you, Y-O-U, or E-W-E. It's you. All we're doing here is channeling ideas that are positive, powerful, purposeful for your benefit. And thank God there are over 253,780 people listening at this very moment to this broadcast. We're doing it on radio, but we're doing it on internet radio, which really means that we are capable of reaching 97.3% of all the 7.28 billion people on the planet. That's how many people have access to the internet. Now, of course, not everybody's listening all at the same time, and God willing, that will happen at some point, especially to this show called The Joy of Living, because when they recognize that it's all about helping them, me, you, it's about you, and the more you there is, the better the world becomes, because you make a difference. Yes, you're mad. You make a difference. Your living is purposeful, powerful, patient, and you're perseverant. We've talked about the four P's many times. So we have a few wonderful traditions that we do on this show, those of you who've been listening for a number of years, and new people, we welcome you. What we do is we have a big shout out to people from different parts of the world, two particular cities we choose every day. I'm looking through the logs of who's on and such, and we'll say a big wave and hello to those to people in those cities. And then your humble host is going to discuss what we do, discuss the idea of acronyms, which are the first letters of each word or in a series or something about that word to reframe it. And we're coming up to my new book, which will be published, God willing, by May 31st, called Reframing the Art of Living. Because when you can understand words that you use regularly and understand them in a new way, reframe them, and make sure that they are positive and powerful and purposeful, you become better. You fulfill the best you. And when you do that, you're making a difference in the world. That's the way to go mad. Really want to go mad? Make a difference. So we have a big shout out here. Wow. We have dozens of people. I can't even count them. Dozens of people who are waving to us from Bangalore, India. Now, Bangalore is a city, I must admit, I have not been to yet. Bangalore, if I'm not mistaken, has a population in excess of 5 million people, which, again, remember, India is one of the most populous countries on Earth. I think the second most populous by census. China, everybody agrees, is the most populous. India, the second most populous, but they're both in the billion-plus category. So you're talking about a very large population. So a city of 5 million in in reality is a large city, but not in the scheme of things. And it's growing. I think if you include all the environs of Bangalore, it's probably in excess of 15 million. That's 1-5. So big, big shout out to everybody from Bangalore, India. We have tens of thousands of people, by the way, who listen to us regularly from India. It's quite remarkable because of three things. Number one, it is primarily an English-speaking country, especially in the, how should we say it, the halls of power, in the amongst elected officials, and the language of the government is in English. Now, granted, everybody really speaks their own particular native tongue, depending where they come from, in this massively large country called India, which is really also the subcontinent. But the common language, which is known as lingua franca, by the way, I'll tell you a funny story in just a moment, but the common language amongst everybody who wants to transact business across many different cultures and tribes and families is English, because it was a colony of the British Empire from 1760 to 1947, 48, so almost 200 years. Okay, and the other big shout-out is from a place called Bangor, Maine. Now, Bangor is not Bangalore, but it's pretty close. That's one of the reasons I chose it, because they have the same letters, just a few extras. You got a gal in between or something like that, from Bangalore, India to Bangor, Maine. Now, Bangor, Maine, B-A-N-G-O-R, is a place that I have visited several times because I was born and raised in a place called Boston, Massachusetts, B-O-S-T-O-N. Boston, Massachusetts, one of the more famous cities in the United States of America for several reasons. One is because it is or was the heart of the New England, not only the New England states, but an entire section of the country called New England, which included Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Those six or seven states were all one area. And at one time, actually for the first 100 plus years of its existence, Massachusetts, which is a relatively small state compared to most of the states in the United States of America today, was a fairly large place because most of those states then were smaller. But Massachusetts included Maine. Maine did not have a separate identity until, I think, the 1800s, 1810s, something like that. So the first 100 plus years of the existence of Massachusetts Bay Colony in Maine, they were the same area. Now, understand that Maine was at one time one of the 10th largest states in the entire United States. That's before the westward expansion and gigantic states like California and Montana and the Dakotas and Wyoming came into being. But suffice it to say, Maine is a magnificent area, a magnificent state with very strong, capable, hardy people, what we'll call harsh winters, much like in Minnesota and that area of the Midwest, but with great difference because you have a long coastline along the Atlantic. You have a very heavily forested area in the interior. I mean, great, large, vast forests, which have very, very minor amount of logging and hardly even touched, with huge freshwater lakes that sometimes you can't even find on a map. It's really a very interesting place and a very sparse population because there is no particular industry to be spoken of, and most everybody lives along the coast, and it's a very small population compared to certainly to Massachusetts, which is one of the most populous of the New England states. And it, as I said, harsh winters, but really quite remarkable in several things. Number one, and this is really fun, number one, it is the first place on continental United States where you can see the sun rise. So we did this a couple of years. We would trek up to when we were kids meaning over the age of 17, let's say 17 to 21, we would trek up to a place called Cadillac Mountain on Mount Desert Island, and on January 1st, and watch the sunrise. That was the first place that you could see the sun. The sun never rises, by the way. That's another discussion we'll have another time. But the first rays of light on the North American continent were seen from Cadillac Mountain on Mount Desert Island. Quite a spectacle, especially when you're with a bunch of other people that you really like. Everybody's huddled together because it's cold, but it's fun and it's memorable and it's wonderful. So a big shout out to people in Bangor, Maine and Bangalore, India. And so before we proceed, I have a number of questions up here on the board. Let me just take a quick look at this. Trying to get everyone to pray. Oh, I love this. Oh, we got dozens and dozens of comments about getting people to pray or think in harmony at the same time, and the idea of that and such like that. Really, really nice comments. And on one level, I want to give an answer to almost all the questions, because they're about almost all the same, about the idea of trying to get people to do the same thing at the same time and what energy that would create in the world. So let me be very, very blunt and clear. In my humble opinion, it doesn't matter. And in my humble opinion, it matters greatly. So what do I mean? I mean the following. It's up to you. You make a difference. You. Yes, the singular you. You make a difference. Now, if you want to join with others who are doing something at the same time and thereby help everybody raise up their feeling of channeling of goodness, of being a cog, a child of God, and channeling goodness into the world, so be it. Enjoy. In another show, we'll share with you, encourage you, and teach you how you, just you, Y-O-U, can learn to feed, clothe, and shelter 1,000 people every single day with your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. That's how powerful you are. You want to join with others to do more? So be it. I don't think it's necessary. I think it will happen of itself when there is a critical number of people who recognize that their words, their thoughts, their deeds make a difference in the world. So I hope that answers the literally 35, 40 questions all about the same idea of the power of you. Or as we say in Bangor, Maine, because I know the the accent a little bit, the power, P-O-W-A-H is how it sounds, the power of you. That's how down home Easterners, Northeasterners speak. Oh, yeah, that's how it is. When you got people who will go out on lobster boats and brave conditions that normal human beings can't even fathom or understand. Okay, this is The Joy of Living. This is Barry Shore. S-H-O-R-E, and we're at the shore in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. Obviously, we're not looking at the entire Pacific Ocean, but we're looking out on it. Southern California on a magnificent day in February. You're listening to K4HD. That's K for night, the number 4, H for happiness, D for determination. You can dial in and call and submit questions easily, as we have seen many people do. You can call into 818-570-5443. And to make this really exciting and interesting and wonderful, I urge you, give me five, everybody. Give me five, which means go to iHeartRadio. That's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T, iHeartRadio, after the show is over. And search for The Joy of Living, and you'll find the podcast, this one, and share it with five people, family, friends, and people especially that you don't like. Why? Because remember, the show is all about you and channeling joy, happiness, peace, and love. So you share this show with people that you don't like, and guess what? You will break barriers that now you think separate you. And once that gossamer veil is put aside, you've built a bridge. And that bridge creates harmony and friendship. So by giving five, you are contributing enormously to the health, wealth, and benefit of the entire world. That's how much you make a difference. Give me five, everybody. So we'll go from 253 plus 1,000 people, and we'll be at 1,000,000 who listen to this broadcast and appreciate it because they know it's good for me. I care about me because the show is all about me, meaning all about you, Y-O-U. So let's go forward and talk about two different things. We have a powerful show today. So wonderful. So really game-changing in the sense of being able to do something for others, because that's really the essence of the joy of living. The joy of living can be summed up in one word. Ready? Everybody write this down. Whatever language you write in or speak or know, get ready to write this down or type it or incorporate it into your very life. The joy of living equals one word. Ready? Drum roll, fanfare, giving. The joy of living is encapsulated, embodied in one word, giving. Giving. Giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your money. So we're going to be talking about how easy and wonderful it is to do that. At the moment, it's only going to be applicable for people in the United States and in Canada, but pretty soon we'll be bringing it out to many other countries in the world. But I'm going to show you something fun, wonderful, dynamic, and powerful. So I have to tell you two things. Number one is we're going to discuss now some acronyms to get you in the mood, to make you enjoy being you and feeling the power. And number two, I'm going to warn you, I do use four-letter F-U words. That's right. And I use them often. Here's a big F-U word. Are you ready? F-U, everybody. F-U-N-N. Fun. Because if you're not having fun, why are you here? What are you doing? Are you going to have any joy in your life? Are you going to sing? Are you going to dance? You're going to clap? Are you going to skip? You're going to run if you don't have fun? But you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, that's not how you spell fun. Well, that's how I spell it. F-U-N-N, capital N-N. That's the F-U word you should be telling your friends. Go over them. Say F-U. Huh? Yeah, F-U-N-N. Go have fun. And you want to sing a song? I'll teach you a song. You ready? Here we go. Try and remember this. And if you don't, go to iHeartRadio.com, do a search for The Joy of Living, and you can listen to the song again until you know it, sing it, use it, set it to music, and send it to me. Oh, that's a great idea. We have lots of people out there, hundreds of thousands of people. Somebody is musically inclined. And if you're not, then just fake it and send it to me. Go to my website, BarryShore.com. www.barryshore.com and send me an email, barry@barryshore.com. It's that simple. And I don't want to just have an email with words. I want to hear the song, attach it. Are you ready? You've got to dance daily, even hourly, sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. Ha ha ha! That's the meaning of, that's the feeling of joy. You've got to dance daily, even hourly, sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. Ha ha ha! That's the meaning of, that's the feeling of joy. You got it. I look forward to getting some tunes to listen to that. So here we go. Acronyms. WWW. What does WWW stand for? I just said it. www.barryshore.com. If you think it has something to do with the World Wide Web, okay, it does. That's its lowest level. That's its entry level into the world. That's not what it means. That's not what it stands for. That's not what its words are. The real meaning of WWW, when you're reframing and living in a positive, powerful, purposeful mood, is what a wonderful world. And yes, what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a. What a wonderful world. Thank you. Hats off to Satchmo for making this this song readily available to billions of people around the planet. WWW, what a wonderful world. And when you hear something that strikes you and you don't know what to respond, the first word that comes to your mind is, wow! You hear something, an idea, a musical refrain, or some great new insight, you say, wow! Wow is an acronym. And it stands for Words of Wisdom. Because that's what resonates. That's what strikes the core deep within the heart and the mind. When you hear something that's real, that's truth. Wow! Words of Wisdom. And my favorite, if I have a favorite, and I do, it's smile. Smile is a great acronym. Seeing miracles in life every day. Should I say it again? Okay, I will. Seeing miracles in life every day. Not once in a while, not once a week, three times a month. Seeing miracles in life every day. They're there. Right there. Open the eyes, open the heart, open the mind. When you do, not only will you see them, but you'll be able to begin to understand that your life is miraculous. It's beautiful. It's harmonious. It's pleasant. And to tune in to that sound of pleasantness, that sound of harmony, is a great step forward in raising your consciousness and making a difference to the world. To the world! Not just for you, to the world! You make a difference. You're a butterfly flapping its wings. You're the pebble that dropped into the lake and caused the ripples which continue to spread and cause a wave of goodness around the world. That's who you are. That's who you are. So give me five. Go to iHeartRadio.com, search for The Joy of Living, and share it with five people, family, friends, and people you don't like. And let's continue this bountiful, beautiful, beloved journey of making a difference in the world. To our specific topic today. And again, I'm really honored, deeply humbled, that I'm able to tell you about this because it is making a difference in so many causes. I don't call them charities. I call them causes around the United States and in Canada. So the name of the process is called Change Bowl. One word, Change Bowl, changebowl.com. Go look it up, changebowl.com. So it's so simple that when you hear it, you're going to laugh, fall on the floor, roll around and say, wow, come on, Mr. Shore. How come everybody isn't doing this and why haven't they done this before? Okay, well, that's just the nature of real life, isn't it? Somebody has to do something. And oftentimes it takes what we'll call, for want of a better term, difficulties to bring out the best in people. I think you all know that my particular situation and why I am oriented towards creating and talking about and living the joy of living and have a process that we've built on the internet called delighted.com. That's capital D, L for living, Y as in yesterday, TED.com, DLYTED.com, enables people to give money to their favorite cause at no cost. Okay, there's a little extra step and something you have to do, but that's quite amazing. And why do I do this? Well, part of it is because I was paralyzed from my neck down 14 years ago, standing up in the morning just like everybody listening, and in the evening, paralyzed completely. All I could do was move my mouth. And my journey back from paralysis, not fully recovered, as others would say, but caused me to go mad and to find a way to make a difference. And my mission became and is how to make everyday giving effortless. So that's what we do. We try to make the difference through giving. By the way, you can find us on the site, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E.com. Go look it up. Change Bowl is one of our processes. A dear friend of mine, his name is Paul Marcelon. Paul and his wonderful wife have two sons, both of whom have what others would call issues, real issues. Just, I won't even describe them, but suffice it to say, these are not simple situations, and it is difficult to live with them and lots of time and effort in maintaining and taking care and such. So Paul is a genius when it comes to internet security and mobile applications and banking and all kinds of high-level stuff. And he and I had a meeting, and I discussed one of the things that I wanted to do and something that I saw needed to be done. And I'll tell you what it is so simply. So in the United States of America, and it may be in other countries of the world, maybe in Europe and such, but it's primarily here because this is what I'm most familiar with. And we are one of the most generous countries in the world when it comes to individual giving and families giving and such like that. We take it as an obligation. So oftentimes you'll go to a store, often most of the time it's a grocery store, but it happens in lots of places, and it's now happening online, that when you check out, the checkout person will ask you, would you like to round up your purchase to the nearest dollar? So let's say you grocery store, your bill is $38.83, and the checkout person says, would you like to round up, which is 17 cents? You know, added to your bill to donate to such and such a cause. This month it's XYZ, next month it's ABC, et cetera, et cetera. And depending on the amount of money it is, or if you feel like oriented to that cause, you'll say yes or you say no. So for 17 cents, most of the time people say yes. And if it was 97 cents, unless you really cared, you would say no. But suffice it to say, that's what it's called. It's called Roundup. And it's been done in the United States for more than 30 years. Yeah, this is 2018, certainly since the 80s, so maybe even 40 years. It is a wonderful way for people to give what we'll call effortlessly, painlessly, and that small amount from a lot of people can add up to tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars, oftentimes millions of dollars, depending on the number of locations. Okay, so that, again, has been around for 40 plus years. That's all well and good, and you're in a particular situation, and somebody asks you, you say yes or no, depending on the cause. But what is if you had a particular cause? Now, I happen to be a believer in the use of words. I think they make a difference. And again, it's funny, I just realized, go to my website, www.barryshore.com, and you can download for free, download for free my latest book. It's called The Magic of Everyday Giving. Yeah, it's free. Download it, read it, begin to understand it. A lot of what I'm telling you here is in the book. And in addition to Delighted and Delighted Double Back and things that we've built that enable making everyday giving effortless. And the reason I mention it is because in the book, I speak about specifically what I perceive to be a difference in terms of wording between something called a charity and something called a cause. So a charity, to me, conjures up the following. Somebody with their hand out, asking for money, and if you put money in that hand, let's say a dollar, $10, whatever it is, then that hand now accepts it, but now reaches into your pocket and tries to get more. That's a charity. Okay, that's how they have been schooled for thousands of years to get resources for what they want, need. That's a charity. Give to me. We deserve it. We do this and this and this. A cause is something that you care about. You want to help. I want to bring clean drinking water to the world. I want to feed children. I want to have shelters for people who are homeless. I want to make sure that there's no such thing as sex trafficking for young kids. I can't even bear to say the words. I want to eradicate the ills of certain situations. But it takes money. It really does. How can we do that in such a way that either it doesn't cost you anything to give, which again, you'll read about in my book, or it costs me very little in such a way that I will gladly give some X, let's call it $5 a month, $2.50 a month, $10 a month, whatever the amount is, and I want to do it through an app, and I want to do it in a way that I sign up one time for this app. I want to support this cause, let's say American Cancer Society, because I want to get, I abhor cancer. I will do anything within my power to be able to help either ease the burden of people who have cancer, get rid of the disease, or both. And I'm willing to chip in X, again, let's call it $5 every month from purchases that I make. So we have the app, changebowl.com. You select American Cancer Society, and you put in your credit card information and banking information. Again, much like many other apps that exist now, whether it's PayPal or Robinhood or Acorns, and just dozens and dozens of them. Put in your banking information. Nobody sees it but you. We only use it to verify things. And now, whenever you use, let's just make it up and say you put in a Visa card. Whenever you use that Visa card to put in gasoline, go shopping, book a ticket, do anything. You're automatically rounding up. So if the cost of something was $4.99, bing, you just gave another penny. If the cost of something was $1.82, bing, you just gave 18 cents. But here's where the genius comes in. You set it to a certain amount, no more than X in the month. Again, let's use an easy number, $5. So in the course of all the transactions you do in a month, if you went over, it won't go over $5. And if you went under, it will wait till you hit the $5, and then it will do it when you hit the $5 or the $2.50 or the $10 or whatever you put in. So this application, that's what an app is, right, called ChangeBowl, is so wonderful because it allows you to have the joy of living, which again is incorporated in one word, giving, effortlessly, efficiently, hardly even notice. And it does something even more fun. It says, thank you. So when you make your donation, which all have, by the way, happens automatically, as long as you only choose one cause, and that's what most people will do at any one time, choose a cause, let's say clean water. There's 100 of these things. You want to do charitywater.org. I just made it up. I don't even know if it exists. Let's hope it does. You say, that's the one this month or next month or 6 months, whatever you want until you change it. One time you selected it. So your donations are going to go there automatically. Your $2.50, your $5, your $10, whatever you selected. That's how simple and wonderful it is. It's efficient and it feels good because you're smart. And that's the essence of the human condition. You love helping. You love being appreciated. And if you can do that, in other words, you're smart and you're good, and you do it in a simple, efficient, effective way, you have now made a paradigm shift, a tectonic shift, a conscious shift in the world. That's who you are. You might look and say, wait a minute, what is my $2.50, $5, $10, whatever the amount is every month, make a difference? It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Wow! Yeah, words of wisdom. What a wonderful world. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. Download an app. You select the cause that you want, you put in information, and now set it, forget it, and you go about your world. You order a coffee, and you go to this place, you go to that place, and the money is just going in. It's nickels and dimes and quarters. Just imagine if you had in your home a nice box or tin or bowl or something, and at the end of the day, you put in your loose change or spare change. At the end of the month, you add it up and you say, okay, it's $5.98, and you send a check someplace. Well, that's great, except for one thing, or two things, or five things. One, people don't carry change anymore. I mean, why? That's so 20th century, maybe even 19th century. So people don't carry change. And if you do, you're going to remember it and put it in a bowl or a can and designate it and do it at the end of the month. Look, we live in a different world today, especially if you're under the age of 35, which, by the way, is 96.2% of the audience listening. You realize that? Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of you listening, and 96%+ of you are under the age of 35, because that's the world. So I want to look at some of the questions up on the board. There are dozens and dozens of questions. People are finding this fascinating. And there's thank yous and there's questions. And there's a question that's multiplied about 40 times. Is it dangerous to give out all that information? So the simple answer is no. And here's why. There are millions and millions and millions of people who have a PayPal account. Why? Because everybody knows that that information is not stored and controlled and accessed by PayPal. What you're doing is you're putting in banking information that is put in the cloud, and only you can see it. And it's the same thing you do when you go onto a website. So here's a question that we used to have. I am, for informational sake to everybody, you can see when you go to my website, barryshore.com, that I chronologically am 70 years old, 70. So I'm double the age of the average, not average, of 96% of the people listening. But that's my chronological age. My metabolic age, which is my age if you take into account my body fat and the exercise that I do, et cetera, is 48. I'm in very good shape, considering the fact that I was a quadriplegic. Now, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. For another time, we'll discuss. Most of you people know the story already, and you can see it on the website. In terms of mental acuity, I'm 28, so I am you. You hear me? I'm you. I'm 28. And my SOW, which is another great acronym, my SOW is 8. So you say, wait a minute, what's an SOW? No, I'm not a sow. I'm not a pig. SOW stands for sense of wonder. My SOW is 8. I'm an 8-year-old. I'm childlike, like you. That's what you want to be. Everybody has four ages. Keep your SOW below 9. So here's the issue. I remember, I mean, really, not just remember, but I was there when credit cards, charge cards, we used to be called credit cards, charge cards, before debit cards and such, were first coming out, people would not give out their credit card information over the phone. I mean, we got to understand, there was no such thing as the internet or a website. You're going back 30, 40 years. So in those days when a radio station or a nonprofit wanted to raise money, they would have something called a pledge drive. People would call in and they would pledge a certain amount of money to be sent in a check later, because there was no way that people were going to give their credit card information over the phone. Oh my gosh, you're going to come and attack me in the middle of the night. You're going to find out stuff about me, but it's not true. Privacy policies are so important. Now, granted, sites get hacked and things happen. I mean, the biggest in the world. But in terms of this, we don't store the information. We don't see the information. We only know that when you put it in, your bank said, yes, that's who this is, and therefore you can transact with them. Okay. So as you are now accumulating your nickels and dimes and quarters in your process of rounding up, as it were, we're making note of it. And when it gets to a certain amount that you designated, again, use $5 a month as an easy number, bing, when we contact your bank and say, we need to withdraw $5.27 or whatever the amount was that you accumulated. And there it is. It's that simple. that easy. So there's no danger in the sense that there's no other danger as same as giving out your credit card information on the web. If you don't do that, and you don't use a credit card when you go to a grocery store or anything else, and you don't use a credit card when you go to a restaurant and such, then yes, I guess you wouldn't do this. But for 99.999% of the people who live in the world of transactions, then no, this is not dangerous at all. And the beauty is that it's good. It's good for the cause. And more importantly, remember what the name of the show is. The name of the show is called The Joy of Living. And the only reason this show exists is for you. The benefit of this is it benefits you. You become a giver. There's nothing greater in the world. But in order to become a giver, a good giver, a continuous giver, you have to be a continuous giver. It's a muscle, just like any other. If you activate it and exercise it and work it and create tension and back and forth, that muscle can grow. Better that you should give a dime a day, every single day of the year, than to write a check once a year for, what, $36.50. Same amount is given, but it's better for you. Better for you. Give a dollar a day, half a dollar a day, whatever the amount is, but every single day, be a giver. The beauty of the Changebowl app, changebowl.com, and you can also find it on my website, www.barryshore.com. It's linked there. This is my company, myself and my partner, Paul. And it's designed for one thing only, for you. Yes, of course it's designed to help causes raise money. But the purpose of it is that you become a channel of goodness. We built or facilitated the ecosystem of good. You can now take full advantage of that by signing up and using it. Again, sincerest apologies, it's for the United States of America and Canadian residents at the moment only. That's today. We're expanding, God willing, to the UK and Europe and several countries in Asia, most notably India, over the next 12 to 14 months. But it's just so wonderful. It's so good. It's so simple. It's efficient. It's easy. It's effortless. And it benefits you. That's what I care about. Because you got to have everybody. F-U-N-N. What's more fun? Pumping gas. I had to do it the other day because my assistant was not available. So I had to go to the gas station. And because of my particular situation, I could have had the attendant come out and do it because I'm what they call handicapped. But I like trying doing things myself. I could get the credit card out of my wallet and I could insert it, but I couldn't remove it from the gas pump. It was too much fun. I couldn't do it. My fingers don't work that well. So I called over somebody on the, you know, the next island over. The person was driving a Range Rover, so I didn't know his name. I said, "Range Rover, Range Rover." And he looked up and then asked him to come over and help me. And he did it. Had to put the gas nozzle into the tank and such like that. So we filled up the car and whatever the amount, I think it was $45.60. Took it back out, put it in, and realized, bing, that's wonderful. I just gave 40 cents to something that I care about very deeply, a cause that I care about deeply. I'm motivated. That felt really good. Did I say it again? That felt good. I live in the world called we. But it's really not W-E, it's V-V-E. But you put two V's together and they look like two U's, which is W. So suffice to say it's V-V-E. V-V-E is built on this. Ready? Verbalize, visualize, and emotionalize. When you do that, when you can verbalize what it is that you want to do in this world, I want to be a conduit of good. I am a giver. I am generous. I verbalize that. Visualize it. What do you do? What does that mean? Well, I just told you on one simple thing. I visualized going and getting petrol, gasoline, and bing, wow, I just gave money. Emotionalize it. Wow, that felt good. I didn't have to do anything, and I just became a giver. I fulfilled what I spoke about. I verbalized it. I visualized it. I emotionalized it. And I tingled. I was dancing as I was holding onto the car and going back to the driver's seat. Okay, was I really dancing? Was I moving my feet? No, because the feet don't move that easily. But in my mind, I was dancing. Remember the song? I'll sing it again, because I'm hoping that I'm going to get some great renditions of this. You've got to dance daily, even hourly. Sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. Ha, ha, ha. That's the feeling of, that's the meaning of joy. I hope that I'm getting across my point. So my point, again, is very simple. Here we had a process that had been in place for decades. It worked. It's good. It was relatively easy. You just asked at the checkout counter, would you like to round up? People said yes. People said no. And money was donated to something they cared about. Let's say they were at the, the Goodwill, and they checked out. And they raised millions of dollars that way. It's wonderful. There is a way to do it today, and it's necessary because we don't carry change. We don't have a bowl to throw it in at the end of the day as my parents and I did when we were growing up. Okay, it's a different world. But we can make it fun. F you, everybody. Did you hear me? I just F you, and I had two fingers raised. They weren't middle fingers. They were index fingers. F you. It's fun. You want to touch the deepest emotions in a human being? You're smart and you're good. What can be better? To be smart and good? So be smart. Give me five. Go to iHeartRadio.com. The letter I, H-E-A-R-T, radio.com. Do a search for the Joy of Living podcast. And give me five. Share it with five people, family, friends, and some people you don't like, or that you perceive you don't like, or that you perceive they don't like you. And share it and build a bridge. Let's grow the audience to over 1 million people. Because there is a tipping point. There is such a thing as people understanding enough that on their own, and when if they want to join together, that's great, but even on their own and in small groups, can bring to bear an energy upon a certain idea, a certain cause, a certain theme that really makes a difference. Really makes a difference. You're mad. You want to make a difference. And when you do that, I will teach you on another session, I'm making a note to myself, that because of how you think, what you think about, the words you use, the deeds you perform, you can feed, shelter, and clothe 1,000 people every single day. 1,000 people every single day. That's what you can do. You. That's the power of you. Y-O-U. I truly appreciate your time, your energy. I urge you to go to the BarryShore.com website. Go check out changebowl.com. If you're in the United States of America or Canada, sign up, designate something, and use it. Because it's good. Because you're good. Remember, you're good looking. Because you're always looking for and finding the good. I leave you with our mantra. Here we go. Ready? Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. See you next week. Bye now.